The winner of this year's Templeton Prize for Progress in Religion is a philosopher and Presbyterian minister who is known also as the Father of Environmental Ethics. Professor Holmes Ralston of Colorado State University will receive the prize of more than $1 million. In 1975, Professor Ralston wrote an article in the journal Ethics entitled, "Is There an Ecological Ethic?" And his answer was yes, and he's been writing about it ever since. Professor Ralston is in New York City today. Congratulations, first of all, on winning the prize.
Thank you, sir.
And how would you sum up your thinking about ethics and nature, the very short version?
The short version is my claim that there are what I call intrinsic values in nature. By that I mean there are things that warrant respect in nature independently of human instrumental use, resource use, and so forth. So we need to respect nature for what it is in itself.
In 1975, this idea was not self-evident to your fellow philosophers, I gather.
And it's still not self-evident to many of my fellow philosophers, but I've persuaded quite a number of them, I must say.
You've said that religion and science, of both religion and science, that you've had to quarrel with them equally about values intrinsic to nature. How so?
Well, I've had to quarrel with both because both religion and science have been too centered on human beings, human welfare. The philosophical word for that is anthropocentric. And so I've had to talk to the scientists who often claim nature was value-free until humans take an interest in it as a natural resource. I've had to talk to the theologians who often thought that humans have dominion over Earth, and remind them both that there's value in nature independently of human well-being.
This is a question I'm sure you've addressed often in the past many years, but how do you apply a concept of ethics to nature when nature is full of predators, invasive species, parasites? How does one deal ethically with something, with species that are incapable of reciprocating ethically?
Well, that's I have to talk philosophers into believing that the objects of ethical concern may not be those that can reciprocate. So it's true that ethics, we have duties toward those who can reciprocate. But my claim has been that we also have duties toward creatures in which there is value. So when we put value in jeopardy, we have a duty. So now I want to claim that in the biodiversity on Earth, there's much at stake, much of value. And we have duties to these creatures, even though they themselves are not moral agents.
This is a prize for progress in religion, and you were ordained as a Presbyterian minister. How does this square with Christian theology to acknowledge so much value and so much of an obligation toward nature?
Well, nature is, after all, God's creation. The early books of the Bible pronounced the natural world as being good. Jesus looked around and thought that the wildflowers had a glory exceeding that of Solomon in all his glory. I think there are plenty of biblical roots for appreciating the majesty, the beauty, the worth, the value of nature.
Speaking of worth and value, how do you plan to spend more than $1 million?
I got started on much of my intellectual career at a college in North Carolina, a Presbyterian school called Davidson College. Mm-hmm. And I am endowing a chair. I'm using the money in its entirety to endow a chair in science and religion, so that what happened to me 50 years ago can still be happening 50 years hence to the bright young minds at Davidson College.
Professor Ralston, once again, congratulations, and thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Professor Holmes Ralston, who is the winner of the 2003 Templeton Prize for Progress Toward Research or Discoveries About Spiritual Realities, known for short as the Prize for Progress in Religion.